I came here with my family in 1960, so I really saw the great change in Ham from the building of the what we called the Waits and the Wimpey Estates. When we moved here, there was a continuous road back lane which was parallel to Ham Street, and that ran all the way, back lane ran all the way from Lock Road until it reached rejoined Ham Street near the Manor House. And beyond to the west of Back Lane, the continuous lane then, there was all what they call prefab housing. And so in between Woodville Road and Ashburnham Road, there were, as I now know, 113 single-storey prefabs. So I remember the end of those prefabs, which were eventually pulled down, and that's where the Ham Close Estate is today. Also, when I lived there, or lived in Murray Road, Ashburnham Road used to only go as start at Back Lane, not, it didn't join Ham Street, it started at Back Lane and went as far as opposite Sheridan Road, and then it just stopped. It was a dead end, and beyond that it was all fields. We didn't call it Hamlands then, it was called, we all called it the Pits. And similarly, parallel, there was Woodville Road, which joined Back Lane. It didn't reach Ham Street, and that went up as far as Stewart Road. And again, it just ended at a dead end, and beyond that was these fields we called the Pits, or the Gravel Pits. So our journey to school, I'm getting there eventually. My journey to school would, from Murray Road, would be, yes, along the roads, through up along Murray Road, Streatham Road. We cut through the area which is now called Ham Close, but it was Ham Close then, but made of prefab. The place is all prefabs. Cut through various walkways through the prefabs, get over to as far as Ashburnham Road, and go as far as we could as up to Ashburnham Road, and then, so that ended by Sheridan Road, and then the journey to school would be through rough tracks through the old gravel pits area. So basically it's like walking through a rough area of Hamlands to Meadlands. And in those days as kids, yes, initially our parents may have taken us to school, but back in the 60s, early 60s, we all used to just seem to walk to school and no problems. If we had an older brother or sister, they may walk along with us, but we used to just walk to school through really quite sort of open, rough old areas.